Prepare for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Lie down on the floor or take a seat in a chair that's supported but still comfortable. As you settle down into the floor, feel as if the body feels aligned. Use the spine as a central point so that you feel that the right side of the body matches the left side of the body. Settling down into the chair or onto the floor and letting the body relax. And to aid in that relaxation, we utilize the breath for 3 deep relaxing breaths. So on the next inhale, fill up the lungs to their total capacity. Perhaps take an extra little sip of air at the top of that inhale. And at the top of the inhale, we pause before letting the whole body relax as you exhale. 3 deep relaxing breaths. And at the end of that third breath, just let yourself watch the natural breath as it starts to settle here today. Now be aware of your position here in the room, the space that you've chosen. Perhaps noting the furniture that's around you, the space between yourself and the walls, those spaces that are above you, and also the spaces below you. Notice all the parts of your body that make contact with the floor or the chair, to the back of the heels, and the back of the legs, the buttocks, the upper back and the back of the shoulders, to the back of the head, the arms down by the side of the body, and the hands as they rest on the floor or the chair. Noticing the sensation of any of your clothes on resting on top of the skin. Being aware of the sensation of the air that's on the exposed parts of the skin. And now taking your focus to the sounds of the day. As you take your hearing outside of the current room, starting to search for sounds outside. And as you find a sound, spending that little bit of time with it. Before you let it go, drop that sound and move a little bit further into the distance, searching for yet another. And then ultimately dropping that sound as you search for yet another. Trying to find as many different sounds as you can outside like this today. And now gently draw your awareness back into the room and start to listen to the sounds that are in your own body. Listening to the sound of your own breath. Listening to the sound of your own heartbeat. And at this stage of the practice, bringing to mind your sankalpa, the resolve that you make at every practice. Your sankalpa is a goal, an aim in life that you want to achieve. Maybe a short-term one, slightly longer term, or perhaps that lifetime goal. Stated as a short and positive statement, so please bringing your sankalpa to mind now, repeating it 3 times silently with resolve. And now letting go of the sankalpa, bringing awareness back to your body. I'm going to rotate awareness around the body by naming parts of the body. And as I name those parts of the body, just let your focus go to the area named. Perhaps feel the energy in the area, but there's no actual movement to the body itself. So taking focus into the right side of the body and into your right hand thumb. The right hand thumb. The index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger. To the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, and the whole of the right hand. The wrist and the forearm, the elbow, upper arm, the shoulder, and the armpit. To the right side of chest and the right side of waist. The hip, the thigh, the knee, the shin and calf, the ankle and heel, to the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, the third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. To the left side of the body and into the left hand thumb. The left hand thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the whole of the left hand, the wrist, forearm, the elbow, upper arm, shoulder, and armpit, the left side of chest and the left side of waist, the hip, thigh, the knee, shin and calf, the ankle, heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the left big toe, the second toe, the third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. And to the back of the body, the back of the right heel, or the back of the left heel, the back of the right knee, and the back of the left knee, the right buttock, and left buttock, to the lower back, and the middle back, the upper back, to the back of the neck, and the back of the spine, to the back of the head, and the sides of the head, to the crown of the head. And now awareness of the forehead, and the right temple, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, and the eyebrow center, to the right eye and left eye, the right ear and left ear, the right cheek and the left cheek, the right nostril, left nostril, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, the lips, the chin, and the entire jaw, to the front of the throat, and the right collarbone, the left collarbone, the right side of chest and left side of chest, the center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvis, the front of the thighs, shins, and the tops of the feet, the whole front of the body. And to major parts of the body, the whole right leg and the whole left leg, and the whole right arm and the whole left arm. The arms and the legs together here on the floor. The front of the torso and the back of the torso. The head and the neck and the entire spinal cord. The right side of the body. The left side of the body. The whole body. The whole body as it rests here on the floor or chair. The whole body. And now bringing the focus back to the breath. Returning back to the natural breath. As we watch the full duration of each inhale and the full duration of each exhale. Awareness of each and every breath as it comes and goes in and out of the body. And with that awareness, we begin to count the breaths backward from the number 27. I'm breathing in 27. And I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in 26. And I'm breathing out. Continuing the count backward in this way. If you get back to the number 1, come back to 27 and start again. But if you find that the awareness were to drift away and the count got lost, when you realize this has happened, just gently bring yourself back to that natural breath and start the count backward from 27 once again. Let the body breathe and the awareness to watch. And now let go of that count of the breath. And let go of the focus on that natural breath. And begin to create a sensation of heaviness throughout the whole body. And perhaps you can come back to the breath and feel that on each exhale the body sinks slowly into the floor or the chair as it becomes heavier and heavier. You feel the back of the torso becoming heavy into the floor or chair. You feel the legs sinking into the floor. The arms are so heavy you couldn't possibly lift them up. You create a sensation of heaviness throughout the whole body. And then let go of that sensation. Let go of the sensation of heaviness, and in its place, create a feeling of lightness and airiness throughout the body. As we turn the focus now to the inhale, with each of those inhale breaths, feeling air coming into the body, making it lighter and lighter. Feel a lightness into the limbs, to the back of the torso, as if the whole body could just float up off the chair or the floor. A sensation of lightness throughout the whole body. And now let go of that sensation, letting go of any focus on the inhale, and allow your awareness to move up to the space that rests behind the closed eyes. Resting here in that space and just noticing any colours or patterns that might be there behind the closed eyes. Simply observe. And resting here, once again, we recall our sankalpa, that resolve that we made at the start of the practice, or the reflections about a goal that we'd like to achieve into the future. And as you bring that sankalpa to mind, repeat it to yourself 3 more times with the complete faith that it will come to pass. And now let go of the sankalpa and bring your awareness back to the body as it lies here on the floor in the chair. And just notice how still and quiet you have become throughout the practice. But you know that the practice is coming towards its end. So over the next few rounds of breath, starting to let the breath deepen. And with the deeper breath, be aware of how your body moves with the breath, to the rise and the fall of the abdomen, the expansion, the contraction of the chest. And just gradually let that awareness move down throughout the whole body. Aware of the legs and the feet in contact with the floor or the back of the chair, to the arms down by the side of the body, and the back of the head in its resting position. And let yourself recall your position in the room, and the space that's around you, to the spaces above you and those little spaces below you. Recall the time of the day and listen outside for any sounds of the day. And know that your practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Starting to make some gentle movements with your fingers and your toes. From the fingers and toes, starting to move the hands and the feet, making some gentle movements with the head from side to side. Take your arms up overhead, have a big full stretch. And from here, in the best way that you know is good for you, bring yourself back to the day. Hari Om Tat Sat.